Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen. Prophesy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God's doing a new thing.
Hallelujah.
Get ready for overflow.
Yes, hallelujah. Come on and just give God praise wherever you are tonight. Get ready for overflow. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, live with me tonight here on Blog Talk Radio, where we are rightly dividing the word of truth, taking your questions live on air. And we're here to empower you to daily success through the word of God, because God cares about everything concerning you. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams. You can learn more about me, contact me, and donate to support the ministry, saving souls, and spreading the gospel at rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. Tonight we're going to be in the books of Exodus chapter 3, verse 17. In Joshua chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Again, that is Exodus for those of you who are getting your word ready. Exodus chapter 3, verse 17. In Joshua chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in with me Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern. When I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, you can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from rossi.org. The best way to make sure you don't miss one teaching is to follow. Do so by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222. Again, that's DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information, my itinerary, and everything else you need to know about me is on the website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 17, reading from the KJV. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt, this is God speaking, unto the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and to a land flowing with milk and honey. Now that's in Exodus 3:17. Go with me to Joshua 5, 1 through 6, also reading from the KJV. And pay attention to what happened to these same people to whom God had given that promise back in Exodus 3:17. And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their hearts melted, neither was their spirit in them any more because of the children of Israel. At that time the Lord said unto Joshua, make thee sharp knives, and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives, and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskins. Now listen to why he had to do that. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise all the people that came out of Egypt that were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness by the way, after they came out of Egypt. Now all the people, these are the last two verses, that came out were circumcised. But all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. Last verse. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that he would not show them the land, which the Lord sware unto their fathers that he would give us, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic for tonight is, how long will you forfeit your land of milk and honey? How long will you forfeit, praise God, your land of milk and honey? In the Bible, whenever God was speaking about a land of milk and honey, it signified a place of more than enough, a place of bountiful blessing, a place of abundance. And so when he first delivered the children of Israel out of the bondage and slavery of the Egyptians, way back where we read in Exodus 3:17, he promised them that he was taking them from a place of bondage, lack, and not enough, to a place of milk and honey. In other words, to a place of bountifulness, a place of blessing. But what is interesting is that when we got into the book of Joshua, chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, what we learn is that Joshua, who is the successor of Moses, leading the children over into the promised land, now has to go and perform a second circumcision of all the males, because all of those men of war who received the first promise had died out 40 years in the wilderness because they refused to obey God to make it to the place of overwhelming blessing. Think about that for a minute, brothers and sisters. Here they believed God enough, after seeing and living through the plagues of Egypt, they believed him enough to prepare their belongings, to get up and get out of there when the Pharaoh said, you know, get out after the last plague where his son was killed. He said, get out of here. They'd seen God perform miracle after miracle. Have you ever been in that place? Seeing God do it, just what they asked him to do, just what they needed him to do, and then watched God bring them through the Red Sea on dry land, glory, to be able to move from their enemies toward that land of milk and honey, but somewhere along the way, only to forget the miraculous power of the Lord. And in doing so, they forfeited the blessings that God had promised to them. How long will you forfeit your land of milk and honey? You see, the great thing about God is that He is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Just as He desired to bless His children way back then, He desires to bless you, and He desires to bless me today. He has given us promises of what He wants to do for us to take us to our lands of milk and honey. But just like the Israelites, so many of us are disobedient. So many of us are stubborn. So many of us backslide along the way. And so that we do not get to enter in to the blessings of Christ. How long will you be disobedient to cause yourself to abort what God has for you? How long will you forget the promises of God and what He has already done for you so that you prematurely forfeit the land of milk and honey that He has ordained for you? Because God has a land flowing with milk and honey just for you. Yes, I said just for you. Because what you need may not be what I need. And what I need may not be what you need. But God has already set up for you a place of more than enough. In Deuteronomy 28:13, God lets us know that He will make us the head and not the tail. If we will pay attention to His commandments and do what He has told us to do. In Jeremiah 29:11, God knows the plans He has for us. What are those plans, Evangelist Rossi? Plans to prosper us and not to harm us. Glory. Plans to give us a hope and a future too. In Ephesians 3:20, He desires to do exceeding abundantly. Not just exceeding and not just abundantly, but exceeding abundantly above all that you could ever imagine, all that you could ever ask or think. But if you are not willing to hearken unto Him, to follow His ways, not your ways and not my ways, not your church's ways and not your denomination's ways, but if you are not willing to follow the ways of Christ, glory, then you will find yourself forever living beneath your privilege. Life might be good, but it could be better. You may have enough, but you could have more than enough. You may have more than enough, but you could live in a sustained state of more than enough, because the land flowing with milk and honey that God has established for you will always be more than what you could imagine, always be more than what you could envision, always be more than what you could strategize or plan out. It will always be bigger than the vision board that you have created. It will always be longer than the longest money and wealth which has been established, because God is God, sovereign and infinite. God has the authority over all things and all jurisdiction, and so it's His desire for you to prosper. It is His desire for you to be successful. It is His desire for you to learn who you are in Him and for you to walk that walk every day where you have an absolute
absolute, unequivocal faith in Christ. Glory. That if God says it, that settles it. If God promised it, so be it. If God told you, you can take it to the bank. That's the kind of covenant relationship God desires with you, so that you will not settle for less in any area of your lives anymore. You will not settle for less due to lowest self-esteem. You will not settle for less because your mom had a bad name, or your dad had a bad name, or you grew up in a home where you had an absentee parent, or you were abused, or maybe your spouse has berated you and talked down to you. Maybe you don't have the best pedigree or the most educational degrees. Maybe you're not at the highest level on your job, and you have allowed those things, glory, to come in and define you. Maybe your life has been just full of sin. Maybe even before you listened, or even as you're listening right now, you're in a place of bondage and sin. And so you have allowed Satan to come in and constrain you to that place spiritually, financially, in your health, in your marriage, in your mind. But God says, no, no, no. I have for you glory. A land flowing with milk and honey. You don't have to settle anymore. You don't have to wander in the wilderness. Think about that. 40 years of life, they wandered in the wilderness. And maybe for 10, 20, 30, or 40 years of your life, you've been wandering in the wilderness. Just going around in circles, repeating the same test, the same cycles over and over, constantly kicking against a brick wall, trying to get to that better place. You see it. You know where you want to go. You can envision it. But it seems like every time you take two steps forward, you're taking four or five steps back. But tonight, God is encouraging you through me that there still remains for you a land flowing with milk and honey. There remains for you tonight a second circumcision. You can be set apart again. You can be sanctified and cleansed again. You can renew your relationship with Christ. You can, hallelujah, be above only and not beneath. You can be the head and not the tail. You can be forgiven. You can be restored. Whatever it is that you are needing to stop forfeiting your blessings, to stop surrendering your bountifulness, God, glory. God is here for you tonight. Now, we're going to go into prayer, and we'll end with the altar call. But as always, as I prepare you to go into prayer, if you have any questions and you are on the phone line, you can press 1, and that will place you into my queue. You won't have to say your name. If you are tuned in online, you can type your question or comment, and I will read it on air. Again, you don't have to say your name. If you have a prayer request, you can enter that in, and we will pray over that tonight. But as we prepare to go into prayer, I just want you just to begin to say to yourself out loud, I will not forfeit my blessings anymore. Tell it to yourself again. I will not forfeit my blessings anymore. God has for me a land flowing with milk and honey. Say it again. God has for me a land flowing with milk and honey. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Father, we praise you tonight. Lord, we give your name the glory and the honor.
We thank you tonight for everyone who has taken the time to tune in to Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, to rightly divide the word of truth, and to spend time in covenant relationship with you tonight. Father, we come asking for the strength and the fortitude to stop aborting our blessings, to stop settling for less, to stop forfeiting our privilege, because we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. We have pedigree. We have legacy. We have a new name. We have validity. We have importance. We have purpose. We have destiny. And you desire, God, glory, for us to live in a land flowing with milk and honey, not to always be in lack, not to always want, not to always be asking, but that we will be able to lend, give, and not borrow. Father, hallelujah. Help us tonight. Father, your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Bless us, Lord. Bless us, Lord, and bless our household. Father, bless us going in and bless us going out. Answer our prayers. Give us what we need. Heal us, deliver us, set us free. Make ways, open doors. Bless our homes, Father. Everywhere we go, let it be blessed in the name of Jesus. And we will forever give you the praise. We praise you, God. We thank you, Lord, from the bottom of our souls. We thank you, God, that now it's a new time. We have walked into our own promised land, and we will never, ever, ever think so little of ourselves. We will never think so little of you that we forfeit our blessings again. In the name of Jesus, come on and just say thank you, Lord, wherever you are. The lines are muted. I can't hear you. Just say thank you, Lord. Just come on and give them praise for your land flowing with milk and honey. Whatever it is that you need, praise God for it right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to do the altar call and then we're going to end for tonight. But just keep praising God. Hallelujah. You're free now. No matter who you were before you started tonight's Bible study, you're a new creature. For those of you who are unsaved or backslidden, I'm extending the altar call. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will no longer forfeit my blessings. I will no longer surrender my land of milk and honey. But I will walk in the newness of Christ, hold up my head up high, because I am blessed henceforth and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember to tune in with me live Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. Visit my website at rossi.org so that you can support the ministry, see the upcoming itinerary. Send me your prayer requests and testimonies there because I will pray over them, and you can see everything else you need to know there as well. All right, our topic for tonight was how long will you forfeit your land of milk and honey? Your answer for tonight is now, never again. All right, I'll see you in the morning. Be blessed, and thank you for tuning in with me. God has a blessing in store for you. Glory! Hallelujah! Glory! Running, yeah.
coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.